is take a good look and say, all right, here's the thing. I want to take one aspect of my shadow on, one notch at a time. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to challenge my shadow one notch at a time. And I'm going to begin with describing, saying, admitting what's really true about myself. Do I have any jealousy in me? Do I have any envy in me? You know how many times I've asked questions in an auditorium and I'll say, how many of you have nothing left to forgive in life? And I see a few people, fools that they are, throw their hands up. And of course, I'm thinking to myself, oh, please. But here's the point. The point is, do you know how little they know themselves to give me a rapid fire answer like that on the most soul filled question I can ask? Absolutely not. So let's take this back to self-esteem, which is, if I said to you, so like, what are the reasons you don't feel good about yourself, which is beginning point, where would you start? Because that's where you start. You got to know your own roadmap. You got to know it. And you can start with the following categories. You know, you can start by saying, well, do you physically like yourself? That's very cosmetic. That's very Western. That's very Estee Lauder. We all start there. Do you like what you look like, et cetera? Are you thin enough? Are you tall enough? Are you short enough? Are you wide enough? We all start there. That seems to be the end place to go. And that's fine. But eventually, if I were with you step by step, which we're going to do now this way, I'd say to you, well, let's take a look at some really much deeper things. And that's, can you face how deep your shadow is in terms of what your fears give you permission to do? Of how often somebody else's empowerment reduces you to shreds because you feel that they have more clout over the course of your life than you do. Of how oftentimes you've allowed yourself to be victimized, or you've victimized others because you just don't have that sense of self that says, you know what? You're under a very interesting illusion, and that's that my life, my future, my contracts, my relationship with the heavens is in your hands. And it's not. It's in mine. So the last thing I'm going to do is give you the steering wheel and take a back seat in my own life. It's not going to happen. But it takes a lot to get there. Now, back to your question, because this entire series is best explored as a weave in and out of everything. Again and again, as I looked at why people don't heal, or what makes someone empowered, or how do you develop intuition, it all boiled down to, are you afraid to become empowered or aren't you? Do you respect and trust and love yourself enough to live the answers to the questions you're asking? And ultimately, when I think about what's my definition of a healthy person? It's not whether or not their body works. It's really not. It's not whether or not they've recovered from an illness, because let's face it, there are a lot of people in this planet who are dealing with some really major painful things. But whether or not your body works, whether or not you can run a marathon, whether or not you've got both your legs or arms or eyes or whatever, that, for many people, does not determine how they feel about themselves. And I would have to say that they're healthier many times than people who base their sense of self on whether or not they look perfect and are fully healthy. I look at these people and I think they've got something that sparkles. I mean, I can tell you so many stories, but I met this one woman. She was in a car, and the car flipped over. She was with a friend, and the car flipped over, and they couldn't get out of the car, and snow covered the car. And they were in the freezing weather for 10 days. They had a can of Coke to live on. Anyway, they were eventually found because the snow melted a little bit and the car was spotted. And both of them, of course, were found and pulled out, and her friend had died. And she was hospitalized, and they had a lot of trouble bringing her legs back. And eventually, she lost her legs from the knees down. And this is an incredible story to me. She said she knew she had a choice. She knew she could either be devastated by that or find the self and develop a whole new life around her new self, that her package demanded a different spirit run the shop. So she said she decided right then and there not to look back. And what happened was she became a marathon runner. Do you like this? She became a marathon runner. And she had leg braces designed that are sort of bouncy. Yeah? And they look like an upside down question mark. So imagine putting the bottom side of it, take a question mark and reverse it. And then imagine that that's how her legs were, so that the crescent of the question mark was what she bounced on. And you know what? She said, I never thought that I could inspire anybody. It never occurred to me. She said, it never occurred to me that people would look at me and think, if you can do that, I can live my life. She said, first of all, why would I have an ambition to want to inspire people that way? And then she said, I had a different life and it was a wonderful life, but you know what? I didn't inspire anybody in that life. She said, there's a high that comes from being someone who helps other people live their life with hope. Can you beat that one? But do you see, the sense of self she had to have, I mean, you talk about developing self-esteem. It doesn't always come through crisis. Let me kind of give you a deep breath right now.